Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 6. Today's date, December 1st, 2025. Let's get going with our starting line with the flag has arrived. Cooper Flagg, after a, I guess you call it up and down start to his rookie year, really hit his stride over the last weekend. And what can you say about this performance? 38 minute, 13 of 22, 9 out of 11, 35.8 rebound, 2 assist game by Cooper Flagg, in which he shot 13 for 22 from the floor versus the Clippers and became the youngest player at 18 years, 343 days to score 35 points in a game. But he outdid himself, well, almost outdid himself, the night before, where Cooper Flagg became the youngest 18-year-old to record 10-plus assists in a game. What we're seeing is what I kind of told a lot of people about Cooper Flagg, that he was going to be a chameleon. And there were going to be nights where he was going to get you 8, 9, 10 rebounds in a game. Check. There's going to be nights where he's going to get you 10 assists in a game. Check. And there's going to be nights where Cooper Flagg gets you 30-plus points. He just looks more comfortable and at ease. I think getting AD back has helped him. But as he's starting to understand the grind, when to go, when to pull back, and obviously it's something for a Dallas team that's not playing really well that they could use. The ball's in his hands, he's making decisions, and he's being decisive. So shout out to Cooper Flagg for not only his 35-point game versus the Clippers, but his 10-assist game the night before, both of those being records for the NBA in regards to 18-year-old players. Let's get to a superstar returning, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis came back Friday night in his game versus the Knicks and had a fantastic 30-point, 10 of 14 for the foul line, 30-point, 15-rebound, 8-assist game in 28 minutes. Remember, they were doing a little bit of a minutes restriction. And then he really outdid himself the next night. Well, I mean, it's Brooklyn, so I mean, what is outdoing yourself against Brooklyn? I don't know, but still, 29 points, 12 of 15 from the floor, 4 out of 8 for the free throw line, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 19 minutes, and an absolute dog walk that the Bucks had over the Brooklyn Nets. Now, when you look at Milwaukee, Milwaukee sits right now at record time 11th in the East with a 9-12 record, but they were 2-8 over their last 10 games. So that tells you that they need Giannis back, and they need him to put up huge numbers for a team. Just got Kevin Porter Jr. back, but they just don't have, to me, the horses to compete in the Eastern Conference. Now, why do I think there could be optimism for Giannis, Doc Rivers, and the Bucks? They have the 11th easiest schedule the rest of the way in the NBA, according to Tankathon, and the 7th easiest schedule in the East. So with a 9-12 record, they could still find their way into the play-in. Now, do I think Milwaukee is going to get to the top six? No. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Probably not. But they're right there in the play-in. Maybe they can get themselves up to a 7 or 8 seed, and at least they can host and give themselves 2 opportunities to get into the playoffs. But big news, Giannis back with 2 great performances over the Knicks and Nets over the weekend. Let's head to the NBA Cup, where group play finished on Friday night, and we are all set. There were some notable games that you want to take a look at that took place on Friday. One, Hawks 130-123. It's been an outstanding story by the Hawks, but a little bit of disappointment in Cleveland, what we've seen out of them. 129-119, Lakers, they just look so much better now that LeBron's there and they're kind of all in the fold. 123-119, a little bit of a surprising matchup with Oklahoma City and Phoenix. The Phoenix team is really playing pretty good basketball. And then the big one to me was the 139-136 win by San Antonio. I've said this. I believe it's very important that teams that don't, that have not had a winning culture, to use this as a way to springboard what can take place in the future. So when you look at the matchups, East is going to be next Tuesday. West will be next Wednesday. East, 4 seed Miami at the 1 seed Magic. And then the 3 seed Knicks, who just got a 22-point win over the Raptors last night, will go to North to play Toronto. In the West, you have the Suns as a 4 seed. It's going to be a rematch versus the Thunder as a 1. And then the Spurs as a 3 versus the Lakers as the 2. Why do I keep bringing this up, these matchups and these teams? Magic, trying to advance past the first round. Raptors, haven't been to playoffs in a long time. Phoenix, showing with a young roster, a new roster, that they could overachieve where people didn't think much of them, me included. And then obviously San Antonio Spurs trying to make a big jump. These mean a lot to all these teams. But generally, those teams that have younger players that are trying to build a culture with their coaching staff, this becomes big. And I am a huge, huge fan of the NBA Cup. Let's head to 2 teams that had long winning streaks we've talked about get wiped out over the last week. Let's start with Detroit. Detroit did have their 13-game winning streak snapped, but they didn't lose 2 games in a row. But they did get a good 138-135 win on Saturday versus the Miami Heat after losing 2 games in a row. One thing I want people to realize about this streak with Detroit, out of the 13 wins that they had in a row, do know only 4 of them were versus teams with records over 500. So there's a little bit to be desired here in regards to the Pistons and who they beat. Now, you got to beat the teams in front of you. But I want people to make sure that's of note, that they didn't beat high-profile teams. Pistons, 6th easiest schedule in the NBA the rest of the way. 3rd easiest schedule in the East. In the East. Only right behind them is 2nd, Cleveland. I still think they find a way to win that division. Let's head to We the North, who has had a really good run, but they kind of lost 2 games in a row on back-to-back nights, right? Losing on the road. I think it was Charlotte in an overtime game, and then going to New York and getting blown out. Remember, no Jakob Poeltl and no RJ Barrett in that second of the back-to-back versus the Knicks, in which they got absolutely blown out. But you got to be impressed with what we see out of Toronto. I've said it. I told you they were going to make the playoffs before the season started. And right now they're sitting in 3rd place in Eastern Conference. If they could stay healthy, and that's quickly, that's Barrett, that's Barnes, that's B.I., that's Jakob Poeltl, that's Mamu, right? That's obviously Grady Dick. If they can keep 7 or 8 guys healthy, they should be able to compete and East and find a way into the playoffs. Let's get to our last part of starting lineup with Splash Brothers? How about the Curry Brothers? Curry Brothers have been reunited, folks, as Seth Curry has signed for the rest of the year, according to Shams Charania, to be with the Golden State Warriors. And this is a good sign for a Warriors team for what they need off the bench. Coming off a career year where he shot 45.6% from three, he is a career 43.3% shooter from three-point range. And if you look at the Warriors, this is a team that shoots a ton of threes. They're first in the NBA in three-pointers made per game, but they're only 15th in three-point shooting percentage. So getting Seth to go with Steph should give the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr, when that split-screen action, more room and space to operate. Good signing by the Golden State Warriors. Coming up next, we'll get into our future focus. We'll look at the blast off of the Houston Rockets, who are playing great basketball, who is not lighting the beam, who are the Sacramento Kings, who are struggling. What can we do to fix them? And then two players, Kyle Knipple, off to a great start to his rookie year, and Cade Cunningham starting to look like a top 10 player in the NBA. We'll be back with our future focus after this commercial break.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, episode number 6. And it's time to get into our future focus as we look at the future and the present of the NBA. Let's start with a team that's playing really great basketball and a team I was expecting to be good, and that's the Houston Rockets. I was a little bit concerned about Houston before the season started, obviously with the injuries, obviously to Fred VanVleet, and losing him for the season was something of concern that I had for Houston, but they are playing unbelievable basketball. Winners of 8 of the last 10 games, 13-4, sitting at first place in the Southwest Division. And I do believe that tied for the second seed right now with the Los Angeles Lakers in regards to the loss column. Lakers have two games at hand. So what has gone well for the Rockets? To me, they've shown incredible depth, including getting that injury to Fred VanVleet. They're able to run 8 or 9 guys at you, and they seem to not really lose much. And they can kind of mix match lineups, whether you have Adams and Şengün together as the 5-4, or you get Şengün to break, move Jabari to the 4, or you get Adams out of the game, you go Şengün and Jabari Smith to the 5-4. They're able to mix and match, and Ime Udoka continues to show himself to be one of the 5 best coaches in the world. But the real key for me is not the veterans, it's the young guys. And I'm not talking just about Alfer and Şengün. How about Amen Thompson? Getting you 16.7 points per game, 6.9 rebounds, and 5.3 assists, and giving tenacious defense at the point of attack. How about Reed Sheppard, who really got no time last year because obviously having Jalen Green, right now at 13.9 points per game, 2.9 rebounds, 3.4 assists, and shooting a scintillating 45% from three? Or is it Jabari Smith, who is right now at a career high 15.1 points per game, 6.4 rebounds, which is about a half a rebound off of his career high, 1.9 assists, career high, 39% from three? Here's the deal. If these three guys, four if you count Alperen Şengün, can keep bringing what they're bringing, and they get Steven Adams to stay healthy, they are, my opinion, the biggest threat to OKC. Why? Due to their defensive ferocity and versatility. Their length, especially with the fact that Amanda at a point, and the fact that I haven't mentioned the fact that they have KD as a closer. They are the biggest threat to Oklahoma City Thunder if they were to stay healthy. You know who's not a threat to the Thunder? Or the Rockets? Or anybody else at the top of the West? That's the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings, that I did not think was going to be very good this year, to be honest with you, are sitting in 14th place in the Western Conference. Why is there concern of what's going on with Sacramento? They've got main guys missing games. Murray's only played, I think, in six games, I do believe. I think he's missed 15. Sabonis is out with a knee injury. I mean, they had to go on a scrap heap and pick up Precious Achiuwa, who the Knicks didn't want back, then Miami released. And he's starting and actually playing well. Shout out to Precious, because always a gamer and always a pro. But when you look at Sacramento, they got rid of Mike Brown. They got rid of De'Aaron Fox. Folks, they got to go full rebuild. Now, when you look at their guys, they're going to have veterans that teams are going to want. It may not be at the trade deadline, but it may be at the end of this year because most of these guys have 2 or 3 years left on their deal. Got to talk about Domantas Sabonis, at times one of the top 20 players in the NBA. You can look at a guy like Zach LaVine, who, despite arguing with fans in the stands, is still a guy that, when motivated, can be a legit 18 to 20 point game scorer. But I think it would be phenomenal off the bench for a team trying to win a championship. Or the same thing with DeMar DeRozan. Or Malik Monk. They have guys that I think, when you want to turn the roster over, is going to fetch you something in return. So Sacramento is going nowhere. And the beam, I don't know if they unscrewed the light bulb, threw the light bulb out, stomped on it, light switch don't work, I don't know, power's out. But the beam ain't lighting. They got to make changes. And they'll make changes either at the deadline or at the end of this year. Let's get to two players that are playing great. And what can you say about Colin Knipple? We talked about Cooper Flagg, his obviously his best friend and teammate at Duke. But Colin Knipple's been the goods. 20 games this year, 47% from three. 41.3% from three, 18.4 points per game, 5.7 rebounds, 3 assists. When we looked at Colin Knipple, we knew why I thought they were going to get him. That's because with LaMelo Ball, you space the floor out with Knipple and Brandon Miller, and then obviously you have Miles Bridges at that stretch four, and then obviously you can put your big in the dunk spot, which has been, I believe, Yusuf Nurkic, who's had a pretty good year. Rebounding the ball. But Knipple showed me that his ability to score off the bounce, his movement without the ball, his ability to defend and create were things that we maybe didn't get to see at Duke. And that's a testament to John Shire. And I can't speak enough about what John has done with these young guys getting ready to play. What a great start for Colin Knipple, who right now should be the Rookie of the Year. Let's head to a guy that was Rookie of the Year. That's Cade Cunningham. 17 games, 28.8 points per game. Lord have mercy. 9.4 assists, 6.4 rebounds, 46% from the floor, 31% from three. Now, we're going to look at Cade and say, okay, maybe this is not in regards to the shooting splits we want. But you have to understand what they have in Detroit. J.B. Bickerstaff is more about, with him, shot volume. So you're going to get rough shooting games where he'll shoot 25, 26, and go 9 of 26 from the floor. But he's still going to be able to impact the box score with his rebounding and especially with his assists, almost averaging a double-double. I will say this. The longer that Detroit keeps in contention, the more we have to have, ready folks for this, a serious, serious talk about Cade Cunningham being an MVP candidate. Coming up next, we'll get to the fastest 4 minutes of basketball. We'll talk about Isaiah Hartenstein's injury, Jalen Williams returning for the Thunder, Trey being reevaluated in 2 weeks, what it means, and Keyonte George exploding in Utah, and a little bit of a buzzer beater with the WNBA contract negotiations. We'll be back with the Final Four after this commercial break. Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 6, and it's time to get into the fastest 4 minutes of basketball talk, and that's the Final Four. Let's start off with Isaiah Hartenstein, now out for 10 to 14 days, according to Michael Scotto, in regards to having sustained a soleus strain. I don't even know what that is, but I need to go look it up. I am definitely not a science guy. But the key thing is he's going to be reevaluated in 10 to 14 days. Is this a big deal? No. Why? Because they just keep on winning. One loss, playing better than everyone else in the NBA. Favorites to win the NBA championship by a landslide, and simply, it's just next man up. So all they're going to do is they're going to take Isaiah Hartenstein out of the starting lineup, put Jalen Williams into the starting lineup, and go from there. Oh, timeout. Not that Jalen Williams. Because the other Jalen Williams is back. J-Dub, after an unbelievable performance during the NBA playoffs, missed the beginning of the season after coming back from injury. And I thought they were going to bring him along a little bit slower. But game number one, struggled from the floor, expected. 11 points, 3 out of 12, 4 out of 4 from the foul line. But still, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals in 29 minutes. Game number two, got his shooting percentage up a little bit to about 33%. 7 out of 18 from the floor. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks in 34 minutes. I am not concerned about J-Dub at all. Because if you look around, these guys play about 3 to 5 preseason games. Come to me in about 2.5 weeks if J-Dub is still struggling shooting from the floor. But the fact that he gave you one game each of at least 8 assists or 8 rebounds, along with the steals and the blocks, shows me that it's just another dude that's a problem that everyone's got to guard. They're the best team in the league. And let's be honest, folks, until something seismic changes in the NBA, they're going to be the best team in the league for a long time, as long as Sam Presti holds it together. Oh, by the way, he also has a ton of draft picks as soon as he wants to make a trade anyway. Let's head to more news that was broke by Michael Scotto. And that's Trae Young will be reevaluated in approximately 2 weeks as he makes good on his rehab coming back from injury. We talked about the Hawks before. And we talked about, and I'm going to mention this again, I hate to be a broken record. Trae's got to come back and be one of the dudes. Gone are Trae taking logo threes all the time, dominating the ball, and not playing defense. Because let's be honest, folks, Dyson Daniels at the point, and then Nickeil Alexander-Walker at the two, with Richashay and Porzingis at the center, and Jalen Johnson, who's playing like an all-star in a Kagu, you know, could be talking about sixth man of the year. Trae's got to change his game. The question that I have for Trae is, are you? This is different than you led a team to the Eastern Conference Finals years ago. This is more complete. It's better defensively. It's more offensive diverse. So we have to see if Trae is going to make changes to his game. Speaking of making changes to his game, one of the best stories no one's talking about right now is a play of Keyonte George. In his third NBA season out of Baylor, drafted 16 overall, getting used 22.5 points per game, 6.8 assists, 3.9 rebounds, shooting 44% from the floor. I always thought this kid was going to be a bucket coming out of college. But now that you have Colin Sexton gone, I think he's with Charlotte, Jordan Clarkson with the Knicks, he's got the ball in his hands more. And I'm really happy by what I've seen out of the play out of Keontae George. Now, you know at some point they're going to trade Lauri Markkanen. But when they do, it's he's going to have the keys to the car. And this guy is a dynamic scorer. It just thinks he's in Utah because no one gets to see him. Let's get to our buzzer beater where the NBA and the WNBA and the Players Association have agreed to extend collective bargaining agreement to January 9, 2026. What this does is this. It just buys them more time. Folks, they're far apart. There are numbers out there coming out from Ramona Shelbourne and others that the WNBA proposed literally three times what they're making. Max of about $1.1 million, lowest at about $250,000. But the players are not moved in regard to salary cap and other ways how the finances are going to work. So it looks good on paper, but they need to see more. Tune in, folks. This is probably going to go down to the wire. This has been Pro Basketball Today, Episode 6 for December 1st. For all things sports, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, who does a fantastic job, thanks for listening, folks. And always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.